Half, Whitey, Jimmy. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
23 to 8 on the Breakfast Club. Don't forget Michael Felgate coming up after 8.30 on Racing Pulse. The boys after 9 o'clock very much... Well, it's great listening after 9 o'clock on a Monday when they go through all the issues. Mickey Lynch, Matt Stewart, I think back with Blue Eyes this morning. So that'll be must-listen radio from 9 o'clock, but certainly tune in from 8.30 on Racing Pulse as well. Sam Manigault, I didn't care about that. He's recovering after one of the big performances from his footy club down there at Simmons Stadium yesterday, coming back from 34 points down against Freo and getting the chocolates in very dramatic circumstance. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are very well. How are you? Because you were down to one on rotation on the bench there for the Cats yesterday late in the game. I imagine you would have been pretty tired last night.
Yeah, tired and sore. But all those sort of things tend to feel a bit better when you do get the win. So luckily we did just enough to get over the line yesterday.
Sam, Jimmy here, mate. What was the message from Scotty at three-quarter time, even though you were down to one on the bench? Keep running on the game, keep attacking?
Yeah, obviously keep the ball moving and try and play fairly direct. So nothing, I guess, revolutionary there, but I think you've been involved in some of those games, Jimmy. It's just our group tends to believe that they can get that stuff done, and so that's sort of the main, or the most important bit, I think, was just that we all sort of looked around and knew we were capable, and that we didn't have to change anything drastically. We just had to be a bit more direct and keep the game moving, and that sort of was what was going to get it done. So not panicking and just sticking to that stuff was probably what looked after us in the end.
After sort of two average weeks, losses, Cats, they're back in form the last sort of 4 weeks, but I think it's off the back of tackling. Has there been a real focus at training? I know when I was down there, we'd go through sort of almost tackling periods. Has that been a part of training a lot? Another 100 tackles this week?
Yeah, it's been, I think it's one of those measures that sort of stacks up in terms of when we play our best footy. So there's, there's the tackle element, but also just the contest work and, making sure that we support the contest and making sure that we have enough numbers around it so that you actually can tackle. So that was a big focus this week as well. But certainly, when you can put good pressure on their ball carriers, makes your job a lot easier.
Can I ask you, Sam, with Joel out of the game so early, who are the leaders? Who are the ones that are using a lot of voice and really taking control of the situation to get you guys back into the game?
Joel's the sort of leader. You probably need everyone to step up. He's not there. But look, I thought Pat was enormous again yesterday. Just his voice was great, but just I think he had 20-something contested possessions, which was just that sort of game that was just invaluable. And thought Mac was really good. His talk from the back line is always good, but particularly yesterday it was quite important. But we just needed everyone to step up, and sort of especially after sort of half time, I thought we sort of got a bit of a lift out of everyone.
Did you feel that with only one rotation in that last quarter, did you get extra tired? Is as simplistic as that question is?
I think we were probably just running on adrenaline a little bit because we sort of knew we were a chance and, we got, I think, Paso kicked the first two. And so from there, you're just sort of like, I don't know, you're almost running on adrenaline. There were times when we were a bit out on our feet. And, I remember sort of halfway through starting to cramp and just trying to run through it. So you had bits like that going on. But, once we got a sniff of the lead, it was sort of enough to get a few blokes through, I think.
Can I ask you, but just back on that Joel Selwood situation, when he goes down early in the game, is it an unusual level of shudder that goes through the team in terms of a Richter scale? If the average player goes down, it might be a 5 on the Richter scale, but if Joel Selwood goes down, is there a 9 that goes through the camp?
Because 10.
He's 10. He's almost unbreakable?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just the way he goes down as well. Even the other week when he, against Adelaide, when he went back with the flight, they're not actually that nice to watch. So, you feel it and you hate seeing your skipper down like that and all those things. And obviously what he does for our team is you can't replace it. So I think a few boys yesterday when we saw him go down, we were just like, oh, that makes it a bit harder. But, we'd like to think that for most guys, the mindset pretty quickly changes to, all right, I've got to lift that little bit extra and do my part a little bit better than otherwise because he is going down.
We know that the Cats through the last decade have built a great culture of being able to win tight games with that group that they had. Now, this group now is evolving and transitioning into a new generation of players. What does a win like yesterday do for the confidence of this group? Because it's very easy to live in yesterday's world and go back on what the previous generation did. But when you have to live it yourself and fight yourself and find a way, what sort of confidence do you gain out of yesterday's win?
Yeah, you're right. It is a different group. Obviously, we don't have guys like Jim and Scarlo and that's out there anymore. Jim would have been nice yesterday, but yeah, look, it's good. We have a lot of guys who, you know, haven't played that much footy really, so to get through games like that is going to be really important for guys like myself and, you know, look across the board, Stewie, Collar, Paso, these sort of guys. So it's good to get a win like that, but I mean, in terms of yesterday, I think the bigger thing for us will be what we get out of it during the week in terms of how we avoid playing footy like that again, because we didn't play great yesterday. And while it's good to get the win, we'll have to learn a bit off what happened yesterday so that we can sort of stamp it out and hopefully turn things a little bit before GWS next week.
Sam, congratulations on the new contract. I reckon it's a great story of resilience and perseverance. For people who aren't aware, you're on Hawthorn and Fremantle's list and you went back to the Waffle and you had a number of knee injuries, but you kept whacking away. And did you take time this week after you signed the new deal, just a real sense of pride that, you know, you belong and you've made it?
I certainly don't feel like I've made it, but, you know, I'm not sure I ever will. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good feeling, but it is sort of weird, like, because as you said, I've spent so long on 1-year deals and that. But I suppose since I got to Geelong, I've sort of felt really well supported. So, you know, even last year the deal I'm coming off was a 2-year, so that felt weird. So I've sort of got used to a little bit being supported by Geelong, which is that in itself is a really nice feeling. But it's good to have some stability. It's good for Emma and my family just to, I don't know, I feel like for the next few years at least the roller coasters bumps and dips are going to be a little less severe. So that side of it's good. But I don't know, I'm just excited. I think this group's got some serious upside and we can, you know, if we can put our best footy together consistently enough, I think we're a really good side. So to feel like I'm going to be able to, you know, I've got the opportunity to be there when it really matters, that's the most exciting bit.
That makes a bit of sense, and you are a serious footy team at the moment. I'm really interested to hear you say that you never really feel like you'll make it, Sam. Is that really how you feel, or is that just something you said just to try and downplay it?
Well, I think just with some of the curveballs AFL's thrown me, yeah, it just keeps you on your toes. I mean, even at the start of this year, I was out of the side round 1 and 2, so off a really good pre-season, and then had a couple of, you know, weeks where it wasn't that great, and our list is just so strong that I didn't deserve a spot at that time. So, and that, you know, I probably wasn't doing a lot wrong, but just because our list was so strong, you know, I wasn't in the side. So bits and pieces like that, they're going to constantly remind you that the AFL is pretty harsh, and, you know, I feel like my footy stacks up and that it belongs at the level, but I don't think I would feel comfortable.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you're a very parochial Perth man. Now that you're long-term stuck in Geelong, you're a Geelong man now, much better place than Perth.
I said to Joel after a sign that I'll call it second home, but he called it God's country, and I can't accept that. not enough sun here, so look, I love the footy club. Love everything about the footy club. We just never sort the weather when we leave the doors after training. But
I'll give you a tip. It doesn't get warmer down there.
No, I don't think so. I'm sort of working out the best way to approach Cookie about putting a roof over Simmons, but I might wait until I sign a bit bigger deal in 3 years.
Stage 6, that is. Stage 6.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam, one final one from me. Just I know you've only just played, but looking ahead to this weekend against the Giants, I mean, It's a huge test for you. It could very easily be a preliminary final preview. But your thoughts on that, and when do you start really sort of narrowing your focus on that game?
I think even last night I was sitting on the couch working out things I needed to do better yesterday and what I could do better this week. So I guess we all understand how big it is in terms of the challenge. So I think that focus will turn really, really quickly. It'll just be about, obviously, the review on sort of Tuesday will be about what we could have done better and what we need to improve and what we can learn from Freo going into GWS. But I mean, everyone knows what they sort of present in terms of a challenge. They're the top end talent, and the guys that have in that team, you know, and guys like Shaw and Johnson and Mumford that are real leaders for them, they're hard to stop. So we tend to play a better footy against sort of better sides, it seems. So we'll just be looking to get back to sort of being really strong in the contest and a really good defensive unit, similar to what we did yesterday defensively, but then just lifting the way we attack and the way we work around the contest a little bit. And we think if we can do that, we can produce close to our best footy, and we think our best footy's going to have us close to teams like the Giants if we get it right.
Without a doubt, it is match of the round. It was pretty dramatic down there yesterday as well for the Cats with that fantastic win over Freo. Sam, well done on your performance. Another 9 tackles just to go with your 22 disposals. Ever-improving player. Great to see you get that contract, as Jimmy said. Good luck this week, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Sam Manigola from the Cats. Very interesting to hear him say that he feels like he probably never will make it or be comfortable at the level. That's fascinating. And we know his journey and the background behind that statement, but fascinating to hear that from a guy who's really evolving into a pretty good player.
Yeah, you can understand he feels like he's always on edge, and this is the longest contract he's ever signed at the level. He was always, like you said, 1 year rookie contracts, so yep. He was never on a senior list until Wellesley drafted him. I think it was maybe a third round pick, if I'm sure. And he's always had little knee injuries when he's just about ready to go and have that continuity in his football. He had a setback with injury, so it is a great story of resilience. He works extremely hard. He's a bit of a footy nut and a fitness nut, so I think he might be on. He'll probably go jump on his bike and do an 80K bike ride. That's the type of guy he is.
Right.
Yep.
As you do. Yeah.